We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our CCO Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan. I know he's
good
there.
Good morning, Denny. Let there me turn on my microphone there. There we go.
Just that important button there. Yeah. How was your week, Dan?
Good. Great week. It was turned cool, didn't it, Denny? We were.
Yep.
Actually, we were in Colorado last weekend, which is why I wasn't here. And celebrating a birthday with three of my little granddaughters out there, but we got home in the middle of the week and got back to work, and here we are.
We had a couple of nice days of weather, although you know we still need the rain, even though we had some yesterday. It's still pretty dry, but boy, there were a nice couple of days when you returned here, weren't there?
Boy, there I brought that weather with me. That's just what it was like out in Colorado. Oh, it was cool and dry and sunny, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah,
and
very comfortable.
Out in Colorado, the aspens are probably at their peak right now.
Mm.
And, you know, here in Minnesota, it seems to have gotten a little bit later. It's more in October, I think. But out there, it's a little earlier because of the altitude and all that.
Nice glistening golden stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right. If you're new to the show, thanks for checking us out. Dan has helped our CCO listeners out for many, many years and will do so today. If you have any kind of a car, truck, van problem and you need to bring it in for service and you want to know what could be ailing before you get any kind of news, you can call or text Dan, same number, 651-461-9226. I saw a news story, Dan. In fact, we got a text from a listener who wanted to ask you about that as well. Evidently, there's, and I don't get all the details, but I'm not sure if it's at the U of M, the engineers, or what. But they have developed or are developing a catalytic converter that does not use those precious metals the thieves love to grab. To sell, and indeed, these engineers are evidently making them out of copper, using copper instead, which well, I'm sure is not cheap either, but it's still better, right?
Well, there's not enough of it in there to be worth the process of stealing it, and I think what a great solution to the problem is take away the value, and they'll leave them alone, and. And I'm really grateful for that. And it's really interesting, Danny, like at the universities and these where students are doing research and developing stuff like this. And that happens a lot. I mean, not just with cars, but with medical and a whole bunch of other things, you know, where the research is done at the universities and applied to the world, and it's good for all of us, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think what a great idea. I hope to pursue that. We'll hear more as things develop. Again, 651-461-9226. If you want to call and chat with Dan, that's great, or if you just want to send a text, whichever is easier. Keep in mind, though, Dan will be with us for just about another half hour. Making way for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. So don't wait. Any kind of a car question, we welcome yours, no matter what. We always like to say you don't have to be a motorhead to ask any kind of a detailed question. Here's one that I think we haven't had for quite a while. It's about we when we introduce you, Dan, we call you an ASC certified technician, and a listener wants to know, what does that mean? I had to look it up because I keep forgetting.
Well, ASC is just a short for the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, and what it is they do it's an organization that keeps track of all of the automotive technicians, and we do testing to be sure that we're capable of working on cars. Which reminds me, I need to do my tests again because mine are currently expired. I need to.
How often do you and your technicians there at Lloyd's, your colleagues, have to do that?
Every 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, every 5 years we have to retest. And mine got kind of messed up because of COVID. All the test centers were closed down.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But yeah, every 5 years we have to retest. And mine got kind of messed up because of COVID. All the test centers were closed down.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But anyway, I've passed them at least 6 or 7 times. So I'm a long ways into it. So I think I'll be just fine on this next round too.
They
test us, and once you're certified, then you're certified in, you know, as well, lots and lots of different areas. But with regards to automotive, there's 8 main categories, like brakes and suspension and air conditioning and engine and transmission and tune up and a whole bunch of things. And then there's an advanced certification for advanced engine performance. And if you have all of those, all 8 of those, plus the advanced ticket, then you're considered a master automotive technician.
Which you are.
Which I am, yeah.
And will be again.
Everybody at Lloyd's is, we have required it, that everybody be certified. And, you know, it's not the end all. It doesn't mean that you're a great mechanic, but if you're a great mechanic, you should be able to pass these tests.
Okay.
So that's why we do it. At least it's a starting point.
It's a good indication, you know, anyway.
Yeah, right.
I tell you what, let's do this. Let's take a break. I was reading some text messages. And again, if you have any kind of a car question, don't wait. Call it in or text it in, 651-461-9226. It's CCO's Car Care Show here in the Twin Cities. On this 24th of September, we have moved temperature-wise to 56. They've now said there's a chance of showers maybe a little after 3 this afternoon, 30% chance, and the same overnight. And a high today, going to be about 65, and a windy day tomorrow near 69. Right now, 56 degrees here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. It's Dan Burns time here on this Saturday morning. Dan is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Located where in St. Paul, Dan?
Well, thanks for asking, Danny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
I will we'll make sure you get that number before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. Dan, we have callers and we have texters on the show this morning. Let's grab a phone call from Lane in Shoreview this morning. Lane, you're on CCO with Dan. How can we help you?
Good morning. My son has a 2009 Toyota Camry with 175,000 miles on it. And whenever we are driving a long distance and we slow down at a stoplight or stop sign, the RPMs drop from about 900 down to 400 or 450. And I'm wondering, it's becoming more consistent. I'm wondering what could be the cause of that, or if there's a quick fix for that.
I'm not sure if there's a quick fix. That's not right, certainly. It should not go that low. That's low enough where it's near killing, I'm sure. That's an uncomfortable feeling. But there's after you've been driving, or you know, when you start the car, or under any conditions, there the idle is controlled by the computer on that vehicle. It keeps track of it, and there's an idle speed control motor that's supposed to take care of that. And there's lots of things that could cause that to not be working right. One is if it's getting not or improper input from a sensor or something, so the computer is not sure what's going on and it doesn't know how to adjust it, or it's not capable of adjusting it. And a whole bunch of examples of that would be like if the idle speed control motor itself has failed, or something as simple as if the port that the idle speed control motor controls, you know, where it operates and controls the amount of air that it lets into the intake to control the idle, if that port has become partially plugged with carbon, which is very common on lots of different cars, you know, that's certainly then because the air is not able to get through that little port, then the idle speed control motor is not having any effect on it. And things like that can cause it. So my long answer here, what the real answer is you're probably going to have to bring that in and get some help, because they'll need to hook up some diagnostic equipment and see what kind of inputs the engine's getting and what's happening on the control side. If the computer's trying to control the idle and not capable of, then they're going to have to look for a mechanical problem that's causing that.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Lane, for the call. 651-461-9226 is the number. This listener, Dan, is restoring, doesn't say how old is, but restoring an old Buick. They drained the old gas from it, and they said, would mixing the bad gas, old gas rather, with the good gas be a problem to burn in my mower, lawn, tractor, et cetera? What do you think of that?
No, I've done that, and you know, it's complicated to get rid of it is the deal. And so as we've said before, Danny, gas will still fire and burn even though it's pretty old. Usually the problem is where the gas has been sitting, like in the carburetor or the fuel injectors or something like that. That's where the problem occurs. It kind of gels up and causes problems. But I think gas that has been in the tank will burn, and you know, the car will run on it for a long time. It'll smell a little funny, but I think if you want to do that and mix it and get rid of it that way, that's probably just great.
Yeah, especially if it's, you know, things like a mower or a lawn tractor or something
yeah.
like that. All right, good. Good morning. This listener says, I have a truck that does not want to downshift when driving up an incline and continues to dog down unless I keep it above 1,500 RPMs. See, it's a 2003 Chevy S10 V6, 90,000 miles on it, and it will only downshift if I kick it down. What are your thoughts, Dan?
Well, there's things that control the shifting of the transmission, and it needs input from the, you know, the throttle position sensor and things like that. And if it's not getting that information, then it doesn't know that it's supposed to shift down. You've proved that you can somehow make it shift down, and it'll work fine that way. So I think my answer again is going to be you're probably going to have to get some help on that, because you'll have to see what the inputs and outputs to the transmission are and see what's missing. It's missing a signal, and where's that signal missing from? Some of those older, like an 03, transmissions are controlled with a cable too, right from the throttle. And if that cable has broken or become disconnected, that would certainly affect the way that it downshifts too.
Okay. I know we're going to have a look at that forecast. Before we do that, another listener says they have a 2013 Toyota Avalon. The touchscreen went out. They've checked the fuses. They've tried to restart the reset. What do you think could be the problem? Touchscreen.
Well, they're a little finicky, and they fail from time to time, maybe a little more, often than from time to time. Good news is, if the, the test process is, we would access the back of that screen and see if it's getting a signal and power and all of that. And if it is, then the screen itself has failed. And, but the good news is that, oftentimes either there's a rebuilt screen that's available, that's not too expensive, or yours can be sent out to a shop that rebuilds those screens and repairs them and then sends them back, and we'll reinstall it for you.
Oh, all right, so it's doable. Good.
Yeah.
Hang on, Dan. We're going to take a break for weather, and we'll be right back. I have a few more minutes of the show here on our Saturday morning ritual with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay with us. Weather straight ahead here on Newstalk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, we have some time left in the show and a bunch of text messages. Let's see how many folks we can help out here. This question is about an odometer on the listener's 2002 F-150. It goes off and on intermittently. What do you think is wrong with it, and can it be fixed, the odometer?
Oh, I'm sure it can be fixed. And on an O2, I'm not sure if that's electronic or cable. Probably that's new enough to be electronic. And, you know, it's actually a pretty simple process to test that. We can hook up our scan tool to it, drive the vehicle, and see if the signal from the transmission is going away, causing the odometer to fail, or is it in the odometer itself? And, you know, we would do that by just driving it and watching it and see what's going on. If it's in the dash itself, if it's in the odometer, then same thing that I told a previous caller is they can be taken out of the vehicle, sent out, and be repaired, and then we reinstall them and you're back in business.
Oh, good. Excellent. We were talking about catalytic converters earlier in the show. Here's one. It says, if my catalytic converter was stolen on a 2009 Honda CR-V, do I have to replace it? What are my options?
Unfortunately, none. Yes, you do have to replace it. No shop in town is allowed to eliminate a catalytic converter because it, there's rules regarding federal emissions with a catalytic converter. That's why they're there in the first place, and they're required to be on a car. So, sadly, there are no options, which is why it's such a big deal that somebody steals them. They get a few dollars for stealing them, and it costs you a bundle of money to replace it. So it's sad.
What is the bundle? We talked about it in the past. I mean, what kind of a range were you talking about?
If it's a simple catalytic converter and on a simple car, they can be several hundred dollars. You know, they're probably at a minimum $500, but I've seen them go as high as $2,000 or $3,000 to replace them. Also,
man. All right, let's see. This is a 2014 Edge. A couple times a week, I pull the key out to open the door, and I get a ding-ding. Put the key back in, take it out, the ding stops. I assume the switch is wrong. If so, is that an expensive repair?
It's not expensive. It depends how you measure expensive.
Yeah, true.
From car repair standards, no, it's not expensive. The process is you have to remove that inner door panel, which looks like a big deal, but it's not that big a deal. And then there's a little micro switch up at the key or at the door handle that probably needs to be replaced. And it's a relatively inexpensive switch, and at most a couple of hours of labor to install it.
I think what I'm going to do, Dan, is probably grab one more. Suddenly we had a ton of text messages, so let's save a bunch for the opening of the show next week. But here's one, we can grab maybe one or two more. But here's another person that has the same gig as you. It's a master tech, over 25 years. What's Dan's ideas of the future of electronic repair? Seems more and more in the testing procedure, it says, replace with known good part. It seems to be turning into a symptom-based guess at times, especially with the speed of networks. Maybe you can decipher his question there.
Yeah, well, I actually like the electronics on vehicles. I think it's efficient, and I think that electronic components seem to be more reliable even than mechanical components. So I don't know. I think the future is bright, and I think that our technicians need to be bright, and you know, we have always, over many, many years, evolved as vehicles have evolved, and we've kept up, and there's been a couple of different things that have seemed like it's a big deal, but as it turned out, it was like, you know, you just have to dig in and learn about it, and once you understand it, it's just simple, and so keeping up with it is something that I've always thought was kind of fun. And I think the diagnostics process, if anything, if you're smart with electronics, has gotten easier. So I'm glad about it.
All right. Well, great. Good news. I tell you what, Dan, let's tell folks if they need to get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's, how do we do that?
Well, you can come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Dan, I'll see you a little bit later, and let's do this again next week. What do you say?
Sounds good, Denny. Thank you.
Right. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat is next here on CCO. Then get those lawn and garden questions ready for Master Gardener Teresa Rooney in the 8 o'clock hour. That's straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.